There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Brian Baldinger will join us at 7:20. Dave Richard joins us at 8 to talk fantasy football. You need that lineup advice. Dave is there for you. 8 a.m. So don't go
anywhere. I got
anywhere.
Some questions for him.
But time now to hit the skins. That's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You know what? Maybe I'll put one of those in Drab's little freezer, and I'll have that ready in about an hour. It's going to taste good. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. You get 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
All right, guys. Obviously, Commanders fans still high on the winning streak. High on picking up the bell of the ball of the trade deadline cakes in Marshawn Lattimore, although he did not practice yesterday, despite cakes claiming that it was a fake injury.
Fake is a strong word. Slightly enhanced.
I don't think that's true.
Exaggerated.
Slightly exaggerated. Yeah, that's a better word.
I think it's a real injury. Missed a game he had been playing previously.
It's not serious.
I don't think it's serious, but minor. It's a hamstring, but you got to nurse those things.
Yeah, I mean, look what happened to Dak.
Florio thinks that he's going to miss, the Steelers are going to miss him. That, you know, he's not going to play this week.
Who was the last?
That's his best guess. Yeah.
Pro Bowl corner to don a Washington uniform.
The last Pro Bowl corner here in Washington.
I will tell you the year was 2010.
A corner that was a Pro Bowler.
We liked him. Came on our show somewhat frequently.
Pro Bowler.
Sean Springs.
D'Angelo Hall.
Ah, D'Angelo.
Oh, D-Hall. Okay.
What happened to Hall? He was doing like stuff locally, and then he got on the NFL Network. And
he's coaching.
Oh, he's back into coaching.
I think he's coaching with the Carolina Panthers, isn't he?
Gotcha. I don't know. Not sure.
All right, so Valdez has some audio. I want to play that. Then I want to get into some promo stuff that's going to happen this week. But first, here's Adam Peters. He's asked yesterday how the Lattimore deal came about.
You know, first you look at the play style and to see does he fit our play style and the type of mindset we want on the field. And then you really, with your contacts throughout the league, you can get a lot of information on players and certainly in your own locker room too. So all those things lined up for Marshawn and he was available, which, you know, that's the last piece of it, I guess. You know, you can watch him all you want and love him all you want, but if he's not available, he's not available. And, you know, we didn't know that he would be available for that really that whole time, but if you wait till when he's available, then it's usually too late. And so they did all that legwork, our staff did, just in case he was and he happened to be, and that's when we were able to make that decision quickly.
Yeah, so it's something
ahead of the curve.
It's something that, you know, that happened late in the process. Very interesting. So then, of course, obviously the question we were all asking as the trade deadline was approaching is how do you sort of balance winning now and building for the future? And Adam talks about it.
You're always trying to strike that balance. And I think, I mean, I'll give you a long answer, but really we were able to pick up some draft picks earlier this year, and we had a surplus. We had 9 picks, and so that made us feel a little more comfortable doing this. And then also you're looking at the landscape of this next year's draft, this next year's free agency class, and knowing that with some of our corners that are going to be coming up as free agents, that we're going to need to either re-sign one of those guys or dip into free agency or the draft. So you weigh all that, and then you see, okay, is this player better or easier to get than maybe a free agent or a draft pick? And so knowing all that, and then knowing that we had a couple extra picks, and we still feel really good. We still have 7 picks, and I think if you look at the charts, our picks are actually, what we have now is more in terms of points than what we had, you know, back in August. So we still feel really good about that. We have what's currently a really high third round pick. We'll see how that ends, the season ends, but and that was one pick that we certainly didn't want to give up for this, and so long answer, but that's kind of how we looked at it.
I thought the players really embraced it. I saw Bobby Wagner said, "We want to win. We want to win now." Mm-hmm. Seems like even Benjamin St. Juice, like some of these corners, their role is going to change. But everybody was fired up.
I heard Eckler on with Grant and Danning. He's like, "Nothing's guaranteed in this league. You can't just look 3 or 4 years down the road. It's like you got to win now when you have the opportunity."
Right.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense.
And some of these guys won't be here next year.
These guys have short shelf life.
Some of these guys have 1 year contracts.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Who knows if they're going to be here?
Yep.
So of course they're going to want to win now.
I think
it's a good deal.
I think I might bring old man Wagner back if he wanted to come back. He's been a good sort of stable.
Maybe they will.
Part of the linebacking core. But anyway, a big game against the Steelers this week. Before I want to get into the matchup, I guess they're worried. That's interesting. I don't know. I go to Pittsburgh all the time. You know, a couple times a year, I always have stuff there, tournaments and whatever. And if you just go out to a restaurant or something, and you're on the street, like everything's. Pittsburgh's wild. Everything's black and gold everywhere.
Yeah.
And if you have street vendors, they're all selling, you know, Pittsburgh merchandise, whatever it is. Penguins, Pirates, Steelers stuff, obviously everywhere. And you could buy a terrible towel like every block. Mm-hmm. You can buy terrible. In fact, my mother-in-law did buy a terrible towel. She just thought it was funny.
Okay.
$5. She was waving it at the volleyball match.
Okay.
Okay. To combat the influx of terrible towels.
Mm-hmm. This is a great idea.
The Commanders are putting out their own towels. Now, here's my question. They're putting out a burgundy towel.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, was this B. Mitch's idea? Like, because he definitely was talking about that, like in a stand-up. I can't remember where it was from. It was like sideline, maybe after the most recent game, where I think it might have been B. Mitch's like seed that got planted. And then
that's a great idea. Here's what I was thinking. Do you like the idea that they're doing burgundy? Will the burgundy overwhelm the yellow, or should they put out like a gold to kind of mute the yellow so you don't know?
Gold versus yellow, yeah.
No, I think the plan is that everybody's going to be waving the towels and it's going to look like burgundy and gold.
Yeah, that's their whole thing.
It's but the gold is
it's from Pittsburgh. The Steelers.
I know.
Thing.
Yeah. But that's the whole point, is that all the Steelers fans be waving it.
People, optics for dummies. And,
yeah, like
watch
us watching, like, oh, look, it's burgundy and gold.
All right. All right.
But we know it's yellow towels.
Well, I hope there's
the Steelers
more burgundy.
Wear black and yellow, not gold.
I hope there's more burgundy than yellow.
Let's hope so. Yeah. Let's hope that's the case.
Yeah. So. All right. So you like it, Cakes. You're all in on that.
I think it's an awesome idea.
That place is going to be jamming on Sunday.
I would guess every seat filled.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, Russell Wilson is starting at quarterback for the Steelers this week. And I just wanted to look up his history against the Commanders / Redskins.
Okay.
And in 5 regular season games, he's completing against the Redskins. This is from 2014 all the way to 2023 with the Seahawks. He's completing, let me see, hold on, don't look. I
Wasn't
got it all right
Denver?
In front of me.
He was with Denver last year.
Oh, Denver last year, correct. I'm sorry.
Yep.
61% of his passes for 1,100 yards, 10 touchdowns, 4 picks. He's got a QB rating, for whatever it's worth, of 94.7 against us. He's actually, in the regular season, only 2-3 against the Redskins.
Mm-hmm.
He does have a playoff win against us.
They lost last year.
So he's 1-0 in the playoffs. So lifetime against Russell Wilson, we're 3-3, 500. Now he's played very well in these two games, right, with Pittsburgh. I haven't been super monitoring it, but I think he's passed for close to 600 yards, yeah. I think.
He's 36 for 57, 63.2 completion percentage, 3 touchdowns, has not thrown a pick, about 271 yards per game.
Hasn't Drab been kind of rekindling his thing with Russell Wilson?
Yeah, I think he likes him. He's like rooting for him.
Drab,
on the
are you
like
rooting
redemption
for Russell
tour.
Wilson this weekend against the Commanders? Where do you stand here?
Am I rooting for Russell Wilson?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
He is. He is.
I think you're back.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with the Commanders. It's only because when Pete Carroll was fired, Russell Wilson flew in from Denver that night and had dinner with the old Seahawks. So I kind of forgave him.
Oh, okay.
Plus, got it's it. The road to redemption.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody burying the guy. He's become the underdog again.
Right. I like that. Do you think that at the end of the day, Drab, that Russell Wilson is a good guy or he's a villain?
Oh, I think he's a good guy.
He is a good guy.
Yeah, yeah. I think
even
he's
though
a good
he's
guy.
Kind of fake,
I think he's
and
just kind of very calculated. But I still think at his core, he's a good guy. Good.
He's got a little Kirk Cousins in him. Okay.
Goody-goody.
Yes.
Goody-goody type of guy.
Cheesy.
Yeah.
You know how, like, anytime Kirk
corny
wears the chain and Kirk Cousins is doing all these things. I saw him do something recently. Mm-hmm. Trying to be one of the guys, but you're not really one of the guys.
Right. He's a try too hard.
Yeah, it's a try hard.
Yeah.
All right, so I have the map here for those of you that maybe have kids or siblings or friends around the country. Looks like this game's going to be in maybe 50% of the country or so on CBS. So if you live in New York City, Philly, obviously Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Boston, Cincinnati. I mean, all the way out to, I don't even know what state that is.
Hold on.
I don't even know. What state is it? What is it? What is
it? You're looking at Arkansas and the northern portion of Louisiana.
Okay. So all the way out to there.
Okay.
Whatever that dividing line
SEC
is.
SEC country.
Or down there.
Up to
definitely down there.
Yeah.
Minnesota
Southwest.
Will even have this game.
Mm-hmm.
And then
who's calling this game? Charles Smith and
Ian Eagle and Charles Davis.
I'm sorry, Charles Davis.
Yeah, not the former like 6'10 power forward from Pitt.
Yeah,
not him.
No.
Right.
Not that guy.
Smith Davis.
From a long time ago.
So Ian Eagle and Chuck Davis. All right.
Yes.
Right. So a lot of the country is going to be watching this game. Big game. We've broken.
Drabby, we should try and get Charles Davis on tomorrow because he's done our show a bunch.
He has.
Yeah.
Love Charles.
He's a good guest.
He does morning radio, though.
Mm. Oh, he does? Okay.
A lot of times,
Well, maybe not Ian Eagle, then.
In terms of what are we looking at here, we've talked about it already. They've got a great defense in terms of only giving up less than 15 points per game, so there'll definitely be a challenge. Of course, they added Preston Smith as some depth, right? You got to try to figure out how they're going to keep T.J. Watt in check, if that's even possible. And then offensively, neither Justin Fields, Russell Wilson's been prolific, I guess, the last couple of weeks, but they're still only averaging less than 200 yards passing per game. It's 26th in the league, but they could run the football, Cakes. Najee Harris, right?
He's had a real turnaround the last three games, and you know that Arthur Smith, when he's calling the plays, loves to run him the ball.
Now, how much of that rushing is Fields?
He only has 2 touchdowns, though.
They're 138 yards per game. What was Fields averaging per game on the ground?
Close to 50.
I'd have to look
close
and see
to 50.
His game.
He was
averaging,
so that's a good chunk of it. So he
was
Wilson, he doesn't
was
run
averaging,
like he used to.
No, he was averaging 38.5. So he was averaging
almost 40.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
But Harris, even though he's got almost 600 yards rushing, he's only got 2 touchdowns.
Right.
So they don't score. They're not a prolific scoring team.
No, but they are scoring 23.5 points per game. It's 13. It's upper half of the league. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Commanders have been up there like at 1 or 2 in scoring. Might have dipped a little bit in the last 2 weeks. Let's go to Brian in La Plata. Brian, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Brian.
I absolutely love the towel idea, but I don't want
to. Can tell what he's trying to do.
Yeah, we see where he's going there. It's a horrible
you know what?
Idea.
That's kind of like a Valdez thing, let's be honest.
All right, when we come back, we will talk some more NFL with Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider. And don't forget, coming up at 8, Dave Richard joins us to give you that Week 10 fantasy football advice that you need. We'll be right back.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave Richard will join us in just about 35 minutes to talk fantasy football, but let's talk real football first with Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. Good morning, Baldy. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm doing fantastic, man. It's good to be with you.
Very good. Thanks again for joining us. So what did you think of the Commanders acquiring a pretty big name at the trade deadline? Marshawn Lattimore comes from the Saints to the Commanders. Some pretty significant draft compensation went the Saints' way. The Commanders get a lockdown Pro Bowl-type corner that they sorely need for their secondary. What did you think of the deal?
I thought it was awesome. You know, I mean, this is what they should do. I mean, it's typically, and we saw a lot of it, but, you know, good teams should raid bad teams of good players.
Mm-hmm.
And Marshawn Lattimore, I mean, so he's a Cleveland, Ohio kid. He's been a great player. He was the defensive rookie of the year, but he's had a couple of injuries. But other than that, I mean, you watch that guy go up against some of the great players in this league over the last 8 years. You know, whether it's, I mean, he loved competing with Mike Evans.
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy that that could travel. If you want him to go against your number one wide receiver, you feel like that's the best way to defend a football team. He loves that challenge. I think he's best in press man coverage, but whatever it is that you want to play, he's played it all. And he's a really smart guy. He's a smart football player. Got a good IQ about the game. He's an excellent tackler. And he likes the game. I mean, he's going to fit in really well with what Dan's doing, with Joe's doing on defensive side of the ball. I think it was a great acquisition.
And Baldy, it's not like it's a rental because he's under contract through 26. So you get him for 2 more years. Yes, they gave up a third and fourth rounder. But, heck, if you're going to get a shutdown corner, one of the best in the league, and you get him for two and a half seasons or so, hell, I'm giving up a third and fourth rounder. Absolutely.
I agree. I mean, I can find Marshawn Lattimore in the third or fourth round.
No,
Look, you know, in 2017, the Saints had just come off three straight 7-9 seasons. And they had a draft that started with Lattimore. It was Kamara, Ramchek. And they turned around and won the division the next 3 years. I mean, he was a big part of that turnaround. And I have a feeling like, look, you're going up against Pittsburgh and Philly. You're seeing the big boys right now. You need a guy to go up against, you know, the guys that you're going to see, George Pickens, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, you know, on and on and on. You're going to need that type of player against those type of wide receivers right now.
So, Baldy, it almost seems repetitive that we talk to you about Jaden Daniels and his success, but I love the film.
It never gets repetitive.
Yeah.
It never does.
I love the film breakdowns you do. You can go to Twitter, @BaldyNFL, same thing on Instagram. I know this week you really highlighted his poise and how he's under control.
Well, I mean, the thing is you can't get Jaden to make a mistake. I mean, whether it's the suddenness to elude pressure, corner cap blitzes that all of a sudden you blink and they're right in front of you and you just can just dodge them. He keeps his eyes down the field. He's not putting the ball on the ground. People aren't getting the ball out of his hands. The balls aren't even getting tipped in the middle of the field. Now, they're seeing two good teams in a row here. Things might change a little bit, but regardless, I mean, everybody's got defensive schemes that you have to defeat. And so his decision-making has just been elite. I don't think it's going to change a great deal. I don't think all of a sudden he's going to start throwing interceptions and being careless with the football. I mean, the guy is he's something else to watch now. I mean, I can't stop watching enough of him right now.
So what challenges is he going to face this week against Pittsburgh? Obviously, they got T.J. Watt. They went out and traded for Preston Smith. Got some really good corners, Joey Porter Jr., good secondary, good defense. What kind of problems do you think he's going to see?
Well, I mean, it's still the Steelers. I mean, nobody really blitzes and pressures quite like the Steelers do. I mean, those pressures have been run, in Pittsburgh for, 30 or 40 years right now. And so they've been perfected. And, they went out and got Preston Smith because Alex Highsmith and Nick Herbig, the guys opposite T.J. Watt, have been injured a great deal so far this year. And they never have enough big outside linebackers that can play over a tight end, Zach Ertz in this case, or whoever it is, that can set the edge in the run game and not let you get wide and can rush the passer. And so they might have packages right now where Highsmith and Preston and TJ and Herbig are all on the field, and you get four really good pass rushers. I mean, I could see something like that right now on that side of the ball. They've got a rookie linebacker right now that is about as fast as any wide receiver in this league that's playing really good football. So I just think it's a defense that feels like the only great defense is a scoring defense. And that's what they're trying to do out there. They're trying to not just take the ball away, but they're trying to score and help the offense as well.
Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. So, Baldy, one of the results from last week that had me scratching my head a little bit was the Bears. It was a no-show by them when they played the Arizona Cardinals. They got thumped 29-9, and Kyler Murray didn't even have to do much. It was all basically the rushing attack that sidelined the Bears in that game. Caleb was unsteady, 22 for 41 in that game. And we saw this in the game against the Commanders. Like, he just gets the happy feet, moves off his spot, and then it's just hard for him to run the offense effectively. Are you seeing that same sort of thing from Caleb Williams?
Yeah, 2 weeks in a row, he was not good. I mean, it was a lot more than just Caleb in this game. I mean, he had the 19 incompletions that you mentioned. I thought he was wild. I didn't think he was particularly accurate, and he didn't throw the ball much on timing. But I do want to credit the Cardinals defenders, Starling Thomas and Max Melton, the rookie corner from Rutgers. I mean, they played really, really well. They were sticky in coverage, and the offensive line for the second week in a row did not protect particularly well. And when Caleb doesn't feel like he's protected, he gets on the move quick. And it's just they were just not in good sync. I'm not sure that the offense Shane Waldron is running right now is a good offense for Caleb. I'm not saying that Jaden is just such a much better choice at this point. It's only 9 weeks into the season. But the offense that Jaden is running versus Caleb is a lot more conducive, I think. It's a run-first offense. There's a lot of really, I would say the motion is really important to what Jaden is doing, and the decision-making, it looks like it's a lot easier for where to go with the ball than it is for Caleb right now.
So, Baldy, earlier you were talking about how a lot of the really good teams, they got players from the bad teams, and I'm wondering which of the moves you liked best. So the Ravens added a wide receiver in Deontay Johnson. The Bills had done that earlier with Amari Cooper. The Chiefs did that with DeAndre Hopkins. The Lions picked up Za'Darius Smith because they lost Aiden Hutchinson. Which of the moves do you think puts one of these teams over the top?
Well, I mean, you're going to see Pittsburgh this week. You're going to see Mike Williams out there. You know, he's a lot better option opposite George Pickens than what they've had. I think it's real helpful for Russell Wilson, who played real well against the Jets and Giants, to have an option like that that's 6'4" and can run and can catch go balls on the sidelines the way Pickens can. I think they're going to be a lot better. Calvin Austin in the slot, Van Jefferson in the slot. They have a big receiving core. Tight ends are all big. You know, they're all 6'4" and taller. So I think it's helpful for Pittsburgh. And then to get Preston Smith, you know, a guy that down the road maybe, or in the second half of the season, maybe TJ doesn't have to play nearly as many slots or as many plays right now as he has been. And that probably gets him in much better position for the postseason. But I think those are really good. I think Lattimore to Washington makes a lot of sense. Za'Darius is a great guy, great teammate, good player. He'll fit into Detroit real well. He'll like it. All these guys that left bad teams and are going to contenders right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're all coming. They're all coming to the new city with a smile on their face going, I can't believe Christmas is coming in November this year.
There's a lot of good teams, well, with good records playing bad teams this week. I mean, Falcons, Saints.
Yep.
You've got the Vikings playing in Jacksonville. I'm not sure Trevor Lawrence is going to go. He's got a shoulder issue. Chargers hosting the Titans. Cowboys are hosting the Eagles, and Dak is, I don't know, you'd know better than me, but if your hamstring pulls off your bone, I can't imagine he's going to be back. He probably won't be back the rest of the year. But the Lions are playing the Texans on Sunday night, and then, of course, tonight you got a pretty good one, Cincy and Baltimore. Higgins has been banged up all year for Cincy, but you know, I'm sure Burrow's going to throw a bunch of balls to Jamar. Talk about that matchup, Cincy and Baltimore tonight.
Well, they played 5 weeks ago in Cincinnati.
Yep.
And Cincinnati lost in overtime 41-38. You know, they made a mistake at the end of the game that allowed Baltimore to tie it up, and then Baltimore won in overtime with a Justin Tucker field goal. But, you know, this is the second time now. Last week, Joe Burrow threw 5 touchdown passes. He threw 5 against Baltimore. I mean, I saw Joe before that game. I announced that game in Cincinnati 5 weeks ago. And I talked to Joe briefly before the game. He's just telling me that, you know, he has to be perfect. And not perfect in the standpoint where he's got to be 25 for 25 and 300 yards, but perfect in the standpoint where he can't really make mistakes. He can't allow his defense to be on the field for a long, long time, that they've got to have Baltimore chasing them. And that's kind of how Joe, I mean, he wasn't really even celebrating after the big win and ending a losing streak last week, a home losing streak. Joe feels like he's got to be, you know, he's got to be on top of his game. Now, he's having a great season, his best season he's had so far. But, yeah, look, the Ravens secondary, they went out and got Tre'Davious White from the Rams. I don't know how much he's going to help them. They don't. It's not really a personnel standpoint in their secondary. They've got good players. They just break down in coverage, and I don't know if it's communication or what's going on, but it's not getting communicated clearly. And teams are torching their secondary, and I would expect Cincinnati to do that. But at the same time, Lamar doesn't miss. He doesn't miss a read, and he doesn't miss a throw. And the two throws he did in the last 5 minutes of the first half last week were unbelievable throws that, you know, that just put him over the top and just extended the lead to the point where, you know, he really couldn't make it a game. I mean, Lamar is just, I mean, you might have the two MVPs of the league. I know Jared Goff is in that conversation, but yeah, they might have two MVP quarterbacks playing tonight.
Yeah, and then the Lamar has the luxury of turning around and handing the ball to Derrick Henry. Like, can you remember a better free agency like marriage between a player and a team than the one that we're seeing now with Derrick Henry and the Ravens?
It's hard. It's you know, I can't process anything that fast right now at 7 a.m. But I said it though. I mean, I did say that it was going to be a great marriage. You know, when Derrick joined Lamar, because which one are you really going to try to stop? And you can't really stop both effectively for all game. You could do it for a series. You can do it for a down, but you can't do it for an entire game. And really, if you go back and watch the first Cincinnati game, they did a good job on Derrick Henry for much of the game. Baltimore was in passing mode for a lot because they were playing from a 10-point deficit much of the game. Justice Hill was on the field. And then Derrick Henry came out there in the fourth quarter and hit a 50-yard run. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a matter of time before one of those two guys is going to get you in the run game. They're both capable of taking it to the house. So it is, you know, he lives in Dallas. Cowboys needed a running back. They decided that they were fine with what they had, and they're not fine. And Baltimore is, on their way to the playoffs again because of it.
Baldy, last thing here, last game to talk about. This is a critical stretch for San Francisco. Of course, the division is separated by one game, top to bottom, which is kind of crazy, 9 games in. But now San Francisco, the bye probably came at a perfect time after beating Dallas. Now they got to go play Tampa on the road, okay? Still have to play Seattle the following week, and then they got to go to Green Bay and go to Buffalo. All right, so 3 of the next 4 are on the road against, you know, winning teams. And who knows about McCaffrey? He's been practicing, although limited, but they say he's got no pain. Maybe he goes, maybe he doesn't. Debo was battling an injury. Assume he's going to be okay. But talk about this stretch for San Francisco, especially since the schedule is so difficult with 3 out of 4 on the road and then possibly getting McCaffrey back.
Well, I'm going to be there on Sunday in Tampa. And, you know, you talk about the schedule. I mean, the schedule doesn't favor Tampa at all in this game. I mean, Tampa just played Monday night in overtime, got back late. San Francisco's been off and resting.
Right.
So, this is a tough stretch for Tampa, too. But, look, San Francisco, if McCaffrey, I don't know what he's going to be like. I don't know. I'm reading all the clips and getting ready for the game. And if he does go, how much are we going to see him? And how effective is he going to be? And if he gets anywhere near what he was the last 2.5 years in San Francisco, their offense is going to jump. It's going to pick up. Kittle's having a great year. They're running the ball, whether it's Mason or Garendo right now, they're running the ball great. They need playmakers, you know? And so you lose Ayuk. Maybe Ricky Pearsall can pick up the slack a little bit. But I expect this offense to get back on track if Christian is anywhere near what we're used to seeing him at. If he is, and I can't believe the 49ers would put him out there, if there's any chance that he's going to re-injure or that inflammation in the Achilles are going to come back, I can't believe they're going to do that to such a valuable player. So maybe they just spoon-feed him here a little bit. But I think this team is built, you know, for this stretch that they're going to go through right now. I don't think they're going to collapse. I'm going to see him up in Green Bay in a couple of weeks. They're more than capable of coming out of this thing 3-1 right now and being right in the hunt for first place and winning the division.
Okay. Baldy, thanks as always, man. Safe travels to Tampa. We'll talk to you again next week.
Always, guys. My pleasure, man.
Yes,
have a great
sir.
One.
Thank you, buddy.
That was Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day. Be delicious.
All right, guys, warm days and chilly nights and mornings. You know what that means. Time to schedule a $99 heating and cooling check with the 5-star experts at Crop Metcalf. Yep, for just $99, an expert Crop Metcalf 5-star technician will check both your home's heating and cooling system for one low price. Take it from me, call today for peace of mind no matter what tomorrow's weather brings. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals.
We're going to do a quick game show, so you can call right now at 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. It's a very simple game. Dead or alive. I'll give you a name. You tell us if that person is dead or alive. If you guess correct, you win. You can also use Drab T-Shirt, the world's foremost expert in whether people are dead or alive, as a lifeline, if you wish.
Okay.
If you're insecure about your own guess.
This guy's alive, but he's 58 years old. Okay. And I found myself during one of the commercial breaks watching Uncut because it's coming up. Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. Why am I still sucked into a 58-year-old boxer?
I'm glad you brought that up.
I believe it's free on Netflix.
I'm intrigued.
They've done a good job selling it.
I don't care one iota about any boxer on the planet. You could have boxing on all day long, and I'm not going to seek it out. But Mike Tyson fighting Jake Paul, fighting a YouTuber, and talking about how his old violent self is going to be on display in the match. I'm intrigued.
Now, it's gimmicky because it's 2-minute rounds.
I don't care.
I believe it's 14-ounce gloves.
That's okay.
They're not wearing headgear or anything, right?
No headgear, but these are much bigger gloves.
I'm there to watch an old dude beat Jake Paul's ass.
What about the fact that, I mean, Mike is 60, right?
Like 58.
I mean, you could die. How? You just can't take a punch the way you could when you were younger.
I'd be more worried about Jake Paul dying. Because, I mean, Mike Tyson, he's old.
Yeah.
See, they've done a good job selling.
They've sold it. They've sold it to me.
Cakes is buying into that. You realize he fought like 4 years ago against Roy Jones, and it was awful, disgusting. Look, they were both.
You watched that, didn't you?
I didn't, but I just saw highlights.
Maybe he's got more testosterone, more growth hormone. And I think
he's more into it.
He might not have been taking that one seriously. I think he's taking this pretty seriously.
Looks like it. Yeah. It looks like I watched it. Looked like he is.
When is that fight?
It's in a couple weeks, I think. No, it's 15th. In November.
Oh, it's November.
Oh, it's coming up. Okay. Yeah, it's soon.
You'll
it's
not be all this in. Weekend, but next
I'll watch
weekend.
It.
Okay. It's free on Netflix.
I'll peruse it.
You won't even pop it on? If you're in your bed laying around.
Well, hold on. What time is it?
I'm sure it'll be late. Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, if it's at midnight, no, I'm not watching it.
That's let's hope it's not that late.
Although, if it's not a pay-per-view,
if it's at 8,
on Netflix, maybe it'll be on earlier.
Okay.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's play Dead or Alive. The first caller is playing for a $100 gift card to Metropolitan Hospitality Group. So good luck to whoever that caller is.
All right, let's go to Devon. Is it Devon? Davon?
Devon in D.C.
Hello, Devon.
Devon in D.C. What's up, Devon?
All right, Devon. Again, I'm going to give you a name. You can tell me if this person is dead or alive, but if you're unsure about it, you can ask Drab to answer for you, okay?
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Is Mel Brooks dead or alive? Famous producer, 100%. Director, and actor.
100% alive.
He is 100% alive.
Wow, he's all over
He's 98 years old.
Born in 1926.
Props to you, Devon. You win, my friend. You get a $100 gift card courtesy of Metropolitan Hospitality Group. Good at any of our restaurants. Our restaurants, I'm sure I'm part of it. Open Road, Circa, Heirloom, Salt, Trio, or El Bebe.
Those are my
favorites. Enjoy that.
What's your favorite Mel Brooks movie? Spaceballs.
Spaceballs is up there. I think that has to be my one seed.
I mean, am I supposed to know off the top of my head what movie is a Mel Brooks movie?
Blazing Saddles, Spaceballs, History of the World.
I think I'm 0-3 on those. Go ahead.
Young Frankenstein. I mean,
0-4.
He's got a long list.
Yeah.
I believe his son wrote World War Z, the book.
What's his son's name?
Max Brooks, I think.
I think it's Max.
It's talented family.
I'm 0-5 on all the references.
The Muppet movie? I'm looking at his top 20 movies.
Why do you sleep on World War Z? It's a good zombie flick. Well, that's the reason. Yeah. It's about zombies.
Zombies. Yeah.
How about The Silence of the Hams?
Haven't heard of that, but that's a good punny title.
0-7.
Who's up next? They're playing for a pair of tickets to go see Iron Maiden at CFG Bank Arena. That is in Baltimore.
All right. Let's go to Peter. In D.C. Hey, Peter. What's up, buddy?
How you doing, man?
Hey, doing good.
Hello, Peter. Dead or alive, sexpert Dr. Ruth Westheimer. Dead or alive?
I know this one.
Extremely dead.
She's extremely dead.
Is she?
She lived to 96. Wow. The listeners are on
point. Did she die
today.
Recently? Did she pass
I think it was
recently?
Within the last year or 2 years or so. You win. You get two tickets to Iron Maiden, the Future Past World Tour, Tuesday, November 12th at CFG Bank Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. I guarantee you will have a good time at that concert. I give you my personal
Enjoy.
Stamp of approval for that.
Thank you.
Have
Thank
fun.
You.
When was she at the height of her powers? Like when was...
80s?
The
80s. 80s into the 90s probably.
For who?
Dr. Ruth.
Dr. Ruth.
Oh, yeah.
Like it was a big thing.
That was like titillating when like a teenager. You put Dr. Ruth on.
Well, there just wasn't.
It's like college.
Yeah.
There just wasn't much out there. I was thinking about this the other day. I mean, we think about it from time to time, but just how much life has changed even just during our lives from like the 80s
of course.
To today.
Different world.
And we grew up with no cable TV, no cell phones. My dad would call his village in Italy on Sundays at a specific time, because in Italy, where he lived, in the mountains, They had one phone in the entire village.
Really?
So he had to basically set an appointment to talk to his sister and his brother.
That is nubs. If you have one phone for your whole town.
My mom grew up, they didn't have toilets.
Right.
Yeah. My mom grew up and pooped in a hole.
I mean, think about it. If we didn't know where we were going, we'd have to pull out the ABC map.
A map.
Oh, I remember.
A map.
In high school, we went to a place called the Comedy Cafe.
Mike Moore would have no idea how to read a map.
No,
Jason,
clue.
You were part of the crew with our Comedy Cafe crew, right?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
We had to print
Comedy
out.
Comedy K, was that K Street?
K Street. We had to print out, like, I definitely didn't know how to get around.
Yeah.
I had to print out, like, directions.
And you weren't printing them out from the internet because that didn't exist.
You're probably like on a typewriter or something. Typewriter. I don't even know.
Or you're just writing them down.
I don't think you even.
You know?
It's just crazy how much things have changed.
You're bringing up technology and how things have changed. I tried to do some of the last remaining paperwork that we all have to do for
what?
For a side gig that we have coming up.
Still are dealing with that?
I am, because
I thought I did that.
The person emailed me and said we're missing these pieces of paperwork. And I said, okay, no problem. I'll go on the website, fill out the paperwork. It'll take 5 minutes. Oh, it didn't take 5 minutes.
How long?
It took over an hour of me going on back and forth emails. Going on the site, because you're supposed to go on and give electronic signatures.
Yeah, DocuSign.
Yeah.
You don't know how to do that?
No.
I'm still able to do it. DocuSign.
I know how to do it.
Just click, click, click.
Yeah, trust me. I know how to click buttons on a computer, but my computer or the browser wasn't working. And then she's like, well, try this browser. Tried that one. That one didn't work. So I eventually threw my hands up and I said, I'm going
to
ask one of the engineers at work. So when Daniel walks in, when I see him.
Daniel the pooper?
I'm going to grab him and say, I need 5 minutes of your time to help me, to help this boomer get through this.
You know what? You're going to have to show me how to do it too, because I haven't done any of it.
Well,
Zippy.
You're in for it. there's a good amount of paperwork.
Who's the other guy that... he produces for Sheehan. I forget his name.
Denton. D-Day, yeah. Denton.
He had a smelly. Oh, my God. It was reprehensible. Reprehensible. Mm. Dead body.
Mm.
Just so you know.
I walked in. I think it was either earlier this week or last week. And Chepe walked in as I was washing my hands.
You knew to get out.
Well, he told me he had just had pupusas last night. And I said, well, that is my cue to get out of the bathroom as quickly as possible.
Do you know Chepe's side hustle?
Chepe's side hustle. I might have heard it before, but I have forgotten.
DJ, is he a DJ somewhere?
No, his side hustle is
sells
his
furniture.
Car is wrapped.
Oh, it is. Okay.
His picture's on there. It's like an attorney.
He's an attorney?
No, he's not, but he sells
his car.
His car is wrapped
for the attorney.
His picture of the attorney.
How much does he make per month?
I don't
know. It's probably good coin.
I don't know.
It's a good hustle.
That we've talked about doing that kind of thing. He actually did it.
Good for Chepe. Good for him. Strong.
Drive around. You got to picture yourself and an attorney.
All right. Don't forget, coming up later at 8:25, we'll talk to Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals. They won again last night. But when we come back, Dave Richard joins us. So get your fantasy football calls in right now at 800-636-1067. NFL Week 10 is here. You'll get your questions answered next by Dave Richard.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.